Blog Talk Radio.
And I was like, why are you so sexy?
I guess shouting man, he ain't got you no more. So just like Pinocchio, his nose gon' grow. Gucci Mane, Mariah Carey, bling, blow, wow. I wish I had a lot to take a test right now. He hit my girl word, oh, that's what you heard. He know he a bird, I know he a nerd. Hit me in the A with a bad yellow phone. 9, 10, 11, 12, diamond chain tone.
All up in the blog, say we met at the bar. When I don't even know you are. Saying we up in your house, saying I'm up in your car. But you in L.A., and I'm out at your main. I'm up in the A, yeah. You so lame. And no one here even mentions your name. It must be the weed, it must be the E. Cause you be popping, heard you get it popping.
Obsessed with me, and I thought that was pretty funny because, like,
it's not very common for R&B singers to beef with each other. Like, you never hear that happen too much. So I figured I'd incorporate that song in the show somehow. But thank you, everybody, for tuning in. If you're listening to the archive, I appreciate it. Thank you for listening. Just so we're clear, today is my top 10 rap disses of all time. If you've listened to the show in the past, you know I've basically tried to run a talk show. And one thing that I learned quite quickly is that you cannot do a talk show on Mondays. I learned that. Like, Monday Night Raw, Love Hip Hop Atlanta, Miami Heat and the Bulls are playing tonight. Nobody's going to really listen to this live, pretty much, except the Twins. So, and they even watching TV right now. So it's all good. You know what I'm saying? But hopefully, if you're listening on your phone right now, I appreciate it. Thank you for the love. What I'm trying to do with the Big TZ show is develop a cult following of people that listen to the show who trip out at the music, because I'm going to be playing some crazy music in the upcoming weeks. Next week, just so you guys get a heads up, I'm going to be doing the top 10 songs that should have never been sampled or remade. That's going to be a song when I've already got the songs downloaded on my computer, ready to upload for the show. I'm not going to upload them until probably after the new show, which premieres Sunday. It's a old school hip hop and R&B show. I saw the ad today on Facebook. Apparently, the Twins and Sugar Ray. Shout out to my man. You know, shout out to the whole city of Lynchburg, Virginia. They're going to be doing a old school type of show, which is cool. Which is cool. That'll definitely be something to do on a Sunday evening. So look out for that. So after that show puts their music on, I'll upload mine for the next show. But just so we're clear, like I said, this is the top 10 diss records. Now, there's a few songs that I, you know, kind of cheated on that you can't have one diss without the other diss. So you're going to see some songs that might have got double ranked or whatever, but it's all good. I got a couple of songs that didn't make the list that probably won't make nobody's list. Some of these songs you've heard of, some of these songs you probably haven't heard of. But all in all, it's going to be a fun day. So to start off this show, let's go ahead and get it started with the number 10 song. And let me find it real quick. I got everything within grasp, and I can't find it. Did I delete it on accident? That's stupid. Oh, crap. The song I need is nowhere in sight. That's some shit. Okay. Okay, here it is. This is Can I Bust? The number 10 song, Second Round Knockout. Basically, this song is about a rapper that nobody cares about who decided that he was going to go with LL Cool J, which I have no problem with because I don't like LL Cool J. I mean, some of you probably listening to the show right now can't believe your ears that I would dare say something as sacrilegious as I don't like LL Cool J. LL Cool J, you know, made some great songs. I've liked some of his songs, but as far as him being a battle MC, he's just not that guy. He never has been. He's overrated, you know, and the reason why I chose this song as the number 10 song basically is because everything that Cannabis says in the song came to pass when LL Cool J came back on The Ripper Strikes Back, which was his diss record in response to the one you're about to hear, but that song did not make my list because, to me, he wouldn't have came with that if it weren't for this song. So this song spawned that song, and everybody, oh, Cannabis got eaten up. Oh, Cannabis got done dirty. Oh, L got him. No, he didn't. But anyway, let's just go ahead with the song, and when we come back, I will share in the news today in TZ's world. So, you know, till I get my assistant or my sidekick, I'm going to be double working, so y'all just got to bear with me, you know, y'all get over it. You know, shout out to everybody listening on their phones right now. Thank you.
Hey, Mike Kaiser here speaking with the Cannabis Man over here. Yo, Cannabis, your main objective out here is to do nothing but eat MCs for lunch, breakfast. Hey, man, they've been playing me all my life, man. You know, I won a title a couple of times, did right. But they can't hurt us, man. We're going to do it. Get up in this ring, man. Put on these gloves. Let me show you how to handle it.
You
want
to let the world know the truth. You don't want me to shine. You study my rhyme. Then you lay your vocals at the mine. That's a bitch move. Something that a homo rapper would do. So when you say that you platinum, you only dropping clues. I study your background. Read the book that you wrote. Searched your footnotes about how you used to sniff coke. Fronting like a drunk free role model. You disgust me. I know bitches to see you smoke.
smoke weed recently. You walk around showing off your body cause it sells. Plus to avoid the fact that you ain't got scales. Mad at me cause I kick that shit real niggas fail. While 99% of your fans wear high heels. From Ice-T to Kumo D to Jay-Z. Now you wanna fuck with me? You must be crazy. You dripping with whack juice and you can't get it off. You better be prepared to finish what you start, nigga.
Okay, hold up. Till I get a better explosion button, it's going to be a delay, so y'all got to bear with me. Did y'all hear what this nigga just said, man? I mean, I'm sorry. Let's forget about the fact that cannabis recently, I say within the last year, was in a rap battle, and he forgot his words and had to pull his pen and pad out. Let's forget all that. Let's forget about the fact that he's probably... that everybody listening to this show right now has probably sold more records than he has with 10 albums combined, okay? Let's forget about all that for a second. Once upon a time, what you just heard, that first verse is one of the funniest verses I ever heard in my life because everything he said was true. And y'all know it's true. LL Cool J says, I know there's a lot of women that's probably going to hear this and like, don't talk about my LL. Yo, LL, I mean, everything this dude just said is the truth, man. I mean, I had to interrupt the song because I had to get that off my chest, man. This guy, LL Cool J, you know, forget Oreos, eat Cool J cookies, man. You need to get back to that shit, man. Because that song he did, that new shit with Dear Mr. White Man and that song Ratchet, and, you know, let's not forget he didn't do that shit, man. I'm just saying, you know, there's a reason why this dude got on this particular track, man. But, you know, enough about that. We're going to, you know, get back to the song one time real quick. No, my bad.
Mike Kaiser here speaking with the cannabis man over here. Yo, cannabis, your main objective out here is to do nothing but eat MCs for lunch, breakfast. Hey, man, they've been playing me all my life, man. You know, I won a title a couple of times, did right. But they can't hurt us, man. We're going to do it. Get up in this ring, man. Put on these gloves. Let me show you how to handle it.
Yo, I'm going to let the world know the truth. You don't want me to shine. You study my rhyme. Then you laser vocals at the mine. That's a bitch move. Something that a homo rapper would do. So when you say that you platinum, you only dropping clues. I studied your background. Read the book that you wrote. Researched your footnotes. About how you used to sniff coke. Fronting like a drunk free role model. You disgust me. I know bitches that see you smoke weed recently. You walk around showing off your body because it sells. Plus to avoid the fact that you ain't got scales. Mad at me because I kick that shit real, niggas fail. Why 99% of your fans wear high heels. From Ice-T to Kumo D to Jay-Z. Now you want to fuck with me? You must be crazy. You dripping with whack juice and you can't get it off. You better be prepared to finish what you start, nigga. I'ma take it by force, blast you with a 45 cord, make you somersault, shock you with a couple hundred thousand ball thunderbolts. Before you wanted a war, now you wanna talk. It's about who strikes the hardest, not who strikes first. That's why I laugh when I hear that whack ass verse. That shit was the worst rhyme I ever heard in my life. Cause the greatest rapper of all time died on March 9th. God bless his soul, rest in peace, kid. It's because of him, now at least I know what beef is. It's not what I would call this. See, this is something different. A faggot nigga trying to make a living off of dissing. Somebody that he gotta know is better than him. But he feeling himself cause he got more cheddar than him. Well, let me tell you something, you might got more cash than me. But you ain't got the skills to eat a nigga's ass like me. And if you really wanna show off, we could get it on live in front of the cameras on your own sitcom. I let you kick the verse, fuck it, I let you kick them all. I'd even wait for the studio audience to applaud. Now watch me rip the tap from your arm, kick you in the groin, stick you for your Vanguard award in front of your mom, your first, second, and third born. Make your wife get on the horn, call Minister Farrakhan, so he can persuade me to squash it. I say, nah, he started it. He forgot what a hardcore artist is. A hardcore artist is a dangerous man, such as myself, trained to run 20 miles in soft sand, on or off land, programmed to kick hundreds of balls off land from a lost and forgotten land. You done did it, man. You done spit it, some wax did it, and probably thought that because it's been a minute, I forget it. Fuck that, cause like Common and Cube, I see the bitch in you. And I'ma make the world see you too, motherfucker.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a new lyrical weight champion by second round knockout, 3 minutes and 40 seconds. Get on up.
Yo, cannabis, man, you moving like my Kaiser Kenya, man. You're in and out and you're agile with your flow, man. But dig, right? You got a meat, man. That's your name, cannabis. Your whole agenda is to eat these niggas, man.
to everybody listening. You're listening to the Big TV Show. Call-in number is 646-716-4952. What the fuck was Mike Tyson doing on this record, B? Why was he on the record, son? What is Mike Tyson doing on this record, man? You know what I'm saying? Like, how can anybody take you serious? Like I love Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson was one of my favorite people of all time, one of my most favorite champions of all time. But, you know, you don't put Mike Tyson on no record, man. You just don't do that. I mean, man, let's keep it 100. LL Cool J would beat the shit out of Can I Bust in a real fight, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not going to sit here and pretend like Cannabis is just that dude and that LL Cool J would get his ass whooped, because that's not the case. L would smash his fucking head in. And just so we're clear on that, so there's no confusion to everybody listening that think that I'm a Cannabis fan. I'm not a Cannabis fan. I'm just a fan of his song, because I didn't buy Cannabis. His first album was garbage, complete, utter garbage. One thing you're going to learn about this show, everybody, is that songs that you hear, it doesn't necessarily mean that I'm a fan of it. It just means that I remember the song, and when I say top 10 songs that should have never been made, or top rap disses, or this is stuff that just, the first stuff that pops in my head is the stuff that's going on the list, baby. So just so we clear on that. But anyway, before we continue with the list, I got a few stories I want to get out the way real quick. Top story here in Cleveland is two young ladies who had been missing, teenagers Amanda Berry and Gina DeJesus, were found alive and appear to be okay. I have at my disposal the story written by Channel 5 News that I'm going to share with you for those of you that are listening on the phone right now. Cleveland police said missing teens Amanda Berry, Gina DeJesus, and a third woman were found in the Westside House on Monday. Hundreds of people gathered in the streets near 2207 Seymour Avenue in Cleveland, where the women were discovered. Cleveland police said Berry, DeJesus, and Michelle Knight are alive, talking, and appear to be okay. Quote, "I heard screaming, and I see this girl going nuts trying to get outside," said Charles, a neighbor who found the women. "I go to the porch and she said, 'Help, get me out. I've been here a long time. I figured it was a domestic violence dispute,'" end quote. She comes out with a little girl and says, "Call 911. My name is Amanda Berry." When she told me, it didn't register. He said he made the call and gave Berry the phone. When police arrived, officers asked him if he knew who he rescued. A witness who spoke Spanish told News Channel 5 Stephanie Ramirez that he helped break down the door. He said there was a child who was about 4 or 5 years old with Berry, as well as other children inside the house. He said he recognized Berry from posters. Officers have a suspect in custody. There will be a briefing Tuesday morning. Okay, we're going down. Berry was last seen in 2003 when she was called her sister to say she was getting a ride home from work at the Burger King on West 110th Street and Lorraine Avenue. She was set to turn 17 the day after her disappearance. Her mother died of heart failure in 2006. On April 2, 2004, 14-year-old DeJesus went missing while walking home from Wilbur Wright Middle School. She was last seen around West 105th Street and Lorraine Avenue. Her mother, Nancy Ruiz, said she believed DeJesus was sold into human trafficking. Quote, "I always said it from the beginning. She was sold to the highest bidder," end quote, Ruiz said in April 2012. The remaining families of both women went to Metro Health Medical Center, where they will be reunited. FBI agents were also at the hospital Monday night as family and friends flocked to see the women. Last summer, there was a break in Berry case that turned out to be an inmate's hoax. Robert Wolford, 26, told authorities that Berry's body was in a vacant lot in Cleveland. Okay, that appeared to be a lie. Police searched at West 30th Street and Wade Avenue in July with backhoes, but nothing was found. Wolford was sentenced to 4.5 years in prison and pleaded guilty to obstruction of justice, making a false report and making a false alarm. Now, looking at the pictures of these two young girls, because when I first heard the names, you know, I got a call today from my wife and she's like, "Oh my God, they found those girls." And I'm like, "What girls?" And I'm like, "You know, who you talking about?" And then it just like dawned on me that, when I seen the pictures of them, I'm like, "Oh, right," because I, you know, out of sight, out of mind, I forgot they were missing. But, you know, I'm just happy that you know, these young ladies turned out to be okay and that they've been reunited with their families. You know, it's unfortunate that, you know, and I tell a lot of people, man, you know, people like, you know, these little girls, man, and boys, you know, you just can't be too careful if you're a parent, man, because anybody can snatch them up, man. There's always some crazy lunatic out there snatching up girls, forcing them into, you know, being sex slaves in their house and being wild, you know. I mean, come on. Like, it's unfortunate. I'm just glad that these two girls are okay. I just had to share that story with you. That's the top story. That's what happened today. I'm just, you know, grateful. Just thank God that they're both alive. You know, that's good news. Today's just been a good news type of day. So I'm just happy that that happened. And what else do we have? What's another story that I have? Oh, yes. The top story that's been dominating the blogs and the airways and the internet has been the Jason Collins story. If you listen to the Twins' Real Talk show last Thursday, we kind of delved into it a little bit, you know, shared our opinions. Not too many people disagreed, or not too many people called in to disagree, except Mount Corleone, but that's to be expected because that's what she does. She calls in to disagree with everything, and that's my girl. Love her to death. Shout out to Blaze. But basically, you know, we were discussing, you know, all the different rhetoric going about the Jason Collins story. So not too long after all this Jason Collins stuff, I find out that Antoine Dotson, for those of you who don't remember Antoine Dotson, he's responsible for this human excrement of a track of music.
Well, obviously, we have a rapist in Linkin Park. He's slamming in your windows, he's snatching your people up, trying to rape them, so y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, because they're raping everybody out here. You don't have to come and confess, we're looking for you, we gon' find you, we gon' find you, so you can run and tell that, run and tell that, run and tell that, homeboy, homeboy. We got your t-shirts and the left fingerprints, and oh, you are so dumb. You are really gone, for real.
The man got away, leaving behind evidence. I was attacked by some idiot in the project.
So dumb, so dumb, so dumb, so. He's climbing in your windows, he's snatching your people up, trying to rape them, so y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, because they're raping everybody out here. You don't have to come and confess. We're looking for you. We gon' find you. We gon' find you. So you can run and tell that. Run and tell that. Run and tell that. Homeboy, homeboy.
Man, sit your ass down.
All right. So apparently this nigga's not gay no more. Or apparently he's no longer gay. Apparently he's tired of that foolishness and he's trying to have a wife and kids. Look, man, you know, I was talking to my mother over the weekend, and one of the things she said, my stepmother, just, you know, just in case both of them hear the show and they don't know which one I'm talking about, the one married to my father currently, okay? Anyway, she told me that, you know, once upon a time, you know, an old lady told her that gay dudes, you know, being gay to certain men is nothing but a booty call. I thought that was funny. And that's pretty much this guy right here, based on what you're about to hear. I obtained his TMZ interview for the show. Those of you who don't know what I'm talking about right now, I believe Shannon Mueller, she posted the article in the Real Talk Facebook group. And if you're not part of that group, you need to befriend either Carnell or Darnell Alexander, or you can befriend Tommy Elmore Jr. on Facebook, and we'll be happy to add you, but you got to be about that life, because we keep it 100 in that room, okay? But anyway, we have the interview right here that I'm going to share with you so you know what I'm talking about. Here he is, a changed man, apparently. Must have ran out of money, I don't know.
Antoine joins us right now. Antoine, welcome again to TMZ Live.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. So explain the epiphany and the revelation here.
Basically, you know, it didn't have anything to do with Mr. Collins or none of that. I just felt like in order to change, I need to renounce myself and first stop classifying myself as a homosexual, you know. So I wanted to start off with that, and I wanted to let my people know, look, I am in a process of a change, you know. I'm not with that foolishness no more. I want a family, you know. That was all that was.
So let me ask you. Do you now consider yourself straight?
I consider myself as being heterosexual. Now I renounce the name homosexual so that I can now say that I'm heterosexual. And so I'm not out there looking for a woman to marry, this, that, and the other, but I am, you know, if it's open, if that's for me, then I'm open for it. I just need to get all this foolishness out the way just in case it does happen.
What caused the change?
I've just been doing a lot of research, and everybody thinks that I just woke up overnight and was like, oh, this is not going to happen. No, this has been research after research after research. You know, I've just been searching for myself to find out who I was, you know, and that's all that was. And it came to like, wow, the scriptures in the Bible basically was describing the people back then as of being black. You know what I'm saying? And it also stated that the true Israelite would be scattered among all nations. Who is the only races that you know that scatter among all nations? And that was on slave ships and stuff like that. So mainly you hear black people.
Antoine, I got a question.
Come on, baby. What the fuck does that mean? It's got to be.
So we just put up a story. You know, we asked you some questions before, and you gave us some answers, and they were great. Thank you for doing that. One of the things we asked is, have you had sex with a woman before? And you told us, sex with a woman is not new to me. It was fun. I got enjoyment out of it. So you're looking to get back into a straight relationship. My question for you is, you've been out of like the heterosexual game for a little while. Tell me how you court a woman on your, you find a woman attractive. How does Antoine Dotson go out there and get a chick?
Actually, I don't go out there getting chicks and stuff like that. I'm not that type of man. I'm just not going to just lay up with anybody. You know, if I see somebody and I'm like, oh, well, she's nice looking or she's presentable. Hey, how you doing? If the conversation continues, that means, hey, we may have something. But if it don't, then that's fine as well. You know, I'm not just out here looking for relationships or being desperate for love.
Antoine, can I ask a question? Are you still attracted to men? Because what I'm confused about is, you preferred dating men in your past, and now because of religion, you're renouncing it and being straight. The attraction thing is the thing that's bothering me. Are you still attracted to men, even though religiously you want to be straight?
To be truthful, I'm not gonna lie to you. I feel like when I see a presentable man walk past, I'd be like, oh my god! Well, then I have to think like, come on, get it together, let's. Get it together. You can move away from that. It's not going to happen in one day, and everybody is expecting, oh, he changed in one day. He's a sellout. It's not that. It's a process. It's part of the laws and the commandments. I have to follow them, for I am chosen to.
So when someone has sex with a woman, he's going to be thinking baseball.
But everybody fails to realize, in school, you know, during my generation, and I'm from the 80s, I'm 27 years old. When we were growing up and we were 14 and 15 being gay, we had to keep it in the closet. You would get beat, you would get abused, you would be mistreated. I went through all that, you know what I'm saying? So for now, everybody's like, yeah, praise gay. It kind of looks suspicious to me. And I'm just going to be real because I didn't go. It wasn't acceptable in my hood. And we got 99 churches on the block.
Yeah, but
I watched an interview that you gave today, actually, Antoine, and they asked you, if where you were living, if it was gay friendly, and you said it was very gay friendly in Alabama. Actually, you said Alabama was one of the most gay friendly places you've ever been.
Yeah, that was 8 years ago. I was 18 when I moved. Actually, I was 9 years ago. I was 18 when I moved here. A lot of people didn't even know that I was gay because I was not dressing like a girl when I came from Chicago. I am from the south side of Chicago. They don't play that shit there. You're not going to just be walking in no hood dressed like no girl. I only act like that when I got here, and I noticed that Alabama was acceptable with gay people. So I'm like, wow, let me splurge. You know what I'm saying? And I was splurging, not knowing that. Wow, you're just getting fed right into it. I had to sit and study and think about what I really wanted to do. Did I really want to live this same life that I had been living for almost what?
Antoine,
first couple things real quick. You're listening to the Big TV Show, calling number 646-716-4952. The same thing applies, okay? Like, did you really need to go on TMZ and tell the world that you're not gay no more, B? Did you really have to do that? You could have kept that shit to yourself, man. Don't nobody care that you don't want to give reach arounds no more and suck dick no more, B. We don't care. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't care that you enjoy that type of stuff. I don't want to hear about you not wanting to do it no more. I don't care. Go away. Enough. I don't want to hear from you ever again in life, son. Like, why are you still relevant still, man? Because a dude come out gay that's an NBA player and the taxes due on the house that you pay for off that whack-ass song I just played earlier, man. Come on, man. Go somewhere. We don't want to hear that shit no more, son. You know what I'm saying? I love you like a brother, but I don't want to hear from you. You know what I'm saying? Certain family members you just don't want to talk to, and you just one of them type of family members, man. Go away. If I don't want to hear about you coming out, I don't want to hear about you jumping the fence. You still suck dick. You still give reach arounds. Be keeping 100. We get it, okay? I don't want to hear from you no more. That's all I'm saying, okay? That's all I'm saying, son. That's all I'm saying. Back to my countdown, man. The number 9 song is a song that pissed off a lot of people in the industry, but it was fun, and I enjoyed it. When I heard it, I laughed my ass off. Here is 50 Cent with his first hit record ever, How to Rob.
Yo, 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 y'all know what this is, boy. For real, the art of getting robbed. This is how we do, Brooklyn style, boy. You know what I'm saying?
R.I.P.
Got my
nigga
50 Cent,
yo. This is how it's done. I'm robbing the industry, nigga, yo. Don't think this shit serious, boy. You're fucking the fuck out. But y'all can take it how you want it, word. Hey, yo, the bottom line is, I'm a crook with a deal. If my record don't sell, I'm a robber still. You better recognize, nigga, I'm straight from the street. These industry niggas are starting to look like something to eat. I snatched Kim, tell Puff you want to see her again. Dance your ass down to the nearest ATM. I have dreams of fucking the R&B bitch. But I wake up early and bounce with all her shit when I apply pressure. Son, it ain't even funny. I'm about to stick Bobby for some of that Whitney money. Brian McKnight, I could get the nigga anytime. Have keep sweating, staring down the barrel with my 9. Since these Harlem World niggas seem to all be fam. I put the gun to Cardan, tell him, tell your man, Macy better. Come up off that watch now. I mean right now, the only excuse for being broke is being in jail. An entertainer can't make bail, he broke as hell. I rob ODB, but that'd be a waste of time. Probably have to clap him, running toss to 9. I follow Fox in the drop for 4 blocks. Plotting the jokes up for that rock, corrupt cop. What nigga just sold, like 4 milli? Got something to live for. Don't want a nigga putting foe through that Bentley coupe, yo. I manhandle case like dope, get on the ground. You ain't with Mary no more, where you getting chips from now? I've been scheming on Tone and Pope since they found me. See, you don't have to wear that platinum shit around me. I'm a klepto, not for real, son, I'm sick. I'm about to stick slick brick for all that old school shit. Right now I'm bent, when I get like this, I don't think about to make Stevie J take off that tight ass nick. A raw pun without a gun, snatch his piece and run. This nigga weigh 400 pounds, I ain't gonna catch me, son. Right after the Grammys and Will Smith and Jada ass down in Miami. Run up on Timberland and Missy with the pound like you. Give me the cash, you put the hot dog down. I figured it out. Niggas been robbing Joe before. That's why his ass don't want to be a player no more. My attitude, I robbing JD. Fuck you, pay me. Had to brat with him, should have had a jab with him. DMX want to get down? Well, you tell on me. I'm on that trench shit, I do my dirt all by my lonely. I should rob Clue, man, this shit did well. I want to stick TQ, but this shit ain't sell. I hit the studios, take niggas' shoes and leave. Catch Ray Ghost and RZA for them funny ass rings. Tell Siggy, give me the cash for an MP3. I beat your ass like that white boy on MTV. Cannabis want a battle while I'm sticking them up. Fuck the cab, the coroner's picking them up. Heavy tried to hide his shit. Hey, nigga, I saw you. He said, why you robbing me? I got nothing but love for you. I called Juvenile for his cash money piece. Told him I want it all. He said, even my gold teeth. I caught Black Street on the back street and the black Jeep. One at a time. Get out and take off your shine. Did you ever think that you would be this rich? Did you ever think that you would have these hits? Did you ever think that I'd flash the 9 and walk off with your shit like it's mine? I'ma keep sticking niggas until I'm living. I rub boys to men like I'm Michael Bivens. Catch Tyson for half that cash like Robert Givens. I'm hungry for real, I'm about to stick Mr. C. That nigga still eating off Big First LP. I had busted a whole flip mode on the floor. He asked me if I had enough, I told him, give me some more. If you feeling this, then wait for the sequel. I gotta get Kirk Franklin for robbing God's people. War.
Serious, being broke can make you delirious. So we robbed the field so our ones could be bigger. 50 Cent, I was being a robber in the street, nigga. This ain't serious, being broke can make you delirious. So we robbed the field so our ones could be bigger. 50 Cent, I was being a robber in the street, nigga.
Oh, yeah, that was 50 Cent and How to Rob. That is one of my favorite songs by 50. It's probably my only favorite song by 50. I say he got about 5 songs that I really rock with. And most of the stuff that I rock with is all 2003 and under. You know, I don't really get into his new stuff. I do have a 50 Cent song on here that I'll probably play a little later. No, I'll play it right now. I'll play it right now. This is a 50 Cent disc that didn't quite make my cut. And the reason it didn't make my cut is because, number one, I didn't like that album. Okay. Number two, he claimed there were warning shots and then he was rapping about how much money he had. See, the song you just heard, you know, 50 didn't really have nothing. 50 had just got signed. You know, he was hungry, said, I'm going after everybody. And you heard the flow, man. My man was coming crispy. He was on some new wave type stuff, you know what I'm saying? Man, you kind of hear him on this track I'm about to play for a few seconds. It's like, it's not the same no more. It's like, come on, man. You know, what happened to that? You know, he need to get back to that, you know, robbing the industry stuff. But this is the song that didn't quite make the cut, 50.
Tickety clank, the money goes into my piggy bank. Tickety clank, the money goes into my piggy bank. I get at you, my knife cuts your skin.
I get at you,
blow shots at your man.
I get at you,
do 5 don't for 10.
I get at you,
I put that to a
end. Shit is old, don't be screaming, get at me, dog. How you running for your life when I'm at your bar? I get the wave in that semi like it's legal. A little nigga hurt his arm, letting off that eagle. You know me, black on black Bentley, big old black 9. Now clap your monkey ass, you black on black crime. Big old chrome rims gleam, you know why I shine. Come on, man. You know how I sound. I'm in the hood, in the drop, Teflon, final top. Got 100 guns, 100 clips, why I don't hear no shots? That fat nigga thought lean back, cause in the club, my shit stole 11 mil. His shit was a dud. Jada, don't fuck with me if you wanna eat, cause I threw your little.
Oh, man, nah. I don't care how much you sold, man. You gonna diss somebody, diss him, man. Don't come with that. How much? That's why I can't really rock with 50, because he always talking about how much money he had, man. We get it. You rich. You made it. American dream, man. I mean, I ain't hating on him, but if that's all you got to say to a dude when verbally assaulting him, man, then you need to do something else, man. Say what you're going to say, you know? Damn. Goodness gracious. We got an hour and 21 minutes left in the show, so, I mean, I'm keeping it moving. I'm stretching it. I got 2 hours, baby. I got stuff to do, you know what I'm saying? I got songs to play. Listening to the Big TV Show with Twin Radio. Call in number 646-716-4952. Real quick, let me just say, shout out to my girl, Dawn, if you're listening. You know, thank you for supporting the show. My girl, Amy, you know, y'all know who I'm talking about. Thank you for supporting the show. Shout out to my man, Sean Martin. You know, if you're listening, man, appreciate the love and support. You know, my girl, Chanel, thank you. Stacy, Ron. You know, and all my people listening to the show, Angie, Barr, when y'all listen to the archives, because I know y'all getting ratchet right now, so all to the good, you know what I'm saying? My girl Kay, thank you for listening to the show. So I had to send a shout out to everybody. Shout out to the twins. Let me do my thing on Mondays. If anybody can do a show on Monday, it's me, son. You know what I'm saying? I don't back down from nothing, man. Anybody else be like, man, I can't do, man. What am I doing? I mean, nah, man. You got to get put TZ on Monday. Let TZ do it. Oh, and some good news. I'm chasing Flint Flossy right now. I'm planning a Flint Flossy show. I just need him to confirm that my man is going to do an interview, or at least one of them turquoise Jeep cats. I'm working on it, so, you know, that's going to be a big show. I'm just hopefully I get it done this year. They on tour right now, and they got a lot of dates, so hopefully I can catch them on a Monday, but they doing their thing. I'm doing my thing. We trying to get it done, so, yeah, y'all just keep listening. Y'all keep looking out for that. And if you're an artist listening to the show right now and you want to call in, and you want to promote your stuff, man, hit me up. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. You know, follow me on Twitter, at TV Weed. You know, I don't have no fucking followers. So, shit, you hit me up on Twitter. Shit, follow at TV Weed at Twitter. I will listen to you, whatever you got to say. You want me to play something on the show one day, you know, mix it into my top 10, I will. Y'all got to holler at your boy. That's what we do. That's what the twins are about, giving people chances. That's what we about, man. So you need to holler at me, man. Closed mouths do not get fed, man. So y'all need to, you know, holler at your boy. You need me to play something for you. And you local artists here in Cleveland that's listening on your phones right now, you want me to play y'all shit, you know, y'all know y'all need to holler at me. I mean, quit playing. You know, I'm not going to solicit you to come holler at me, and I done told you what I do, so you need to let me know that you want your shit played. Okay? Enough with the foolishness. Damn. Say what you're going to say, nigga. This is number 8 song. Say what you say, Eminem and Dr. Dre, this and Jermaine Dupri, and Cannabis. Thank you very much. I'll let you, boy. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
So I'm off the game, huh?
Yo, Dre.
We riding.
Whatever.
Well, I'm with you, homie.
Okay. Let's handle the small shit.
I was born to brew up storms, stir up shit, kick up dust, cough till I slur up spit. Grew up too quick with them, too much and too much shit. Corrupt, and I'ma pour it on like syrup, bitch. Sick and rich, sick and twisted, Mr. Buttersworth. Dre told me to milk this shit for what it's worth. To the cow just tilts and sips and sows the earth. And if I fumble the verse, keep going first take. I make mistakes, just keep it. No punches, pull no punches, that's weak shit, fake shit. If I ever take shit, I eat shit. Wasn't for him, wouldn't be shit.
Creep with me as we take a little trip down memory lane. Been it longer than anyone in the game. And I ain't got to lie about my age.
But what about Jermaine?
Fuck Jermaine. He don't belong speaking mine or Chevrolet's name. And don't think I don't read the little interviews and see what you're saying. I'm a giant and I ain't gotta move till I'm provoked. When I see you, I'ma step on you and not even know it, you midget. Mini me with a bunch of little mini yous running around your backyard swimming pool. Over 80 million records sold, and I ain't have to do it with 10 or 11 year olds.
Cause what you say is what you say. Say what you say, how you say it whenever you saying it. Just remember how you said it when you was spraying it. So who you playing with, huh? Cause what you say is what you say. Say what you say, how you say it whenever you saying it. Just remember how you said it when you was spraying it. So who you playing with, huh? Second verse, it gets worse, it gets no better than this. Amateurs drink veteran piss from a Dixie cup. If you ever mix me up or confuse me with a cannabis, a Dre with a Dupri, we'll rub it in every club you're in. We'll have you blackballed and make sure you never rap a fucking gig. Dre ain't having it, long as I'm here to play devil's advocate.
If there was some magic shit I could wave over the industry that could save it when I'm gone and buried to make sure the tradition carries on, I would.
If I could only use this power for good, I wouldn't, not even if I could.
From the hood and I'm a hornet, and I'm the only sting when I'm cornered.
And I'm the only sucker for to swing without warning, and swing to knock somebody's fucking head off. Cause I know if they get up, I won't get a chance to let off. Another punch on punk rock, no one's punk, don't give a fuck. White pop, so much punk. When I was little, I knew I would blow up and sell a miller, grow up to be a killer, go nuts and be a killer.
And now I'm so
bumping up a phenom. One puff of the crown, I'm unstoppable. I'm alive and on top again. There's no obstacle that I can't conquer, so come along with us.
Come on. It's what you say, it's what you say. Say what you say, how you say it whenever you saying it. Just remember how you said it when you was praying it. So who you playing with, huh? Cause what you say is what you say. Say what you say, how you say it whenever you saying it. Just remember how you said it when you was praying it. So who you playing with, huh?
Now anybody who knows Dre knows I'm about fast cars and Alize. Partying all day, but I handle my business cause it's work before play. Don't look for trouble, but I serve you gourmet. However you want it, you can have it your way. You fuck my night up, I'ma fuck up your day. Bullet with your name, sending it your way. That goes for anyone who walks through that doorway. Cause this is my space, you invaded, live to regret it, and you die trying to violate it. Fuck around, get annihilated, eyes dilated.
Like my old lady, it's what you say, it's what you say. Sometimes what you mean is two different things, depending on your mood, if it swings. Think too many things, little hit of Dre's weed, I can do anything. Catch a contact and I'm gone and I'm back. I speed right and my loose leaf's my launch pad.
And I can pull any string, don't have to prove anything. Catch a contract on your head, you headed west. Talk shit about Dre, you better get a vest and invest in something to protect your head and neck.
And it's back and forth all day like red and mess. I joke when I say I'm the best in the booth, but a lot of truth is said in jest. And if I ever do live to be a legend, I'ma die a sudden death. Five mics and a sword, ain't holding my fucking breath. But I suffocate for the respect, for I breathe to collect the fucking check.
What you say is what you say. Say what you say, how you say it whenever you saying it. Just remember how you said it when you was praying it. So who you playing with, huh?
Cause what you say is what you say. Say what you say, how you say it whenever you saying it. Just remember how you said it when you was praying it. So who you playing with, huh?
Watch your fucking mouth.
Yo, this Timbaland. Tell him I said suck my dick.
Oh, well, man, I really need to edit that damn explosion button because that delayed explosion is not working for me, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, that was Eminem and Dr. Dre, Say What You Say, off of Eminem's album, The Eminem Show, I believe it was. Yes, they were dissing Jermaine Dupri and Cannabis. Apparently, Jermaine Dupri was running his mouth back in 02. And, you know, Dre will go at certain people, you know, certain people he won't go at. But, yeah, they went at Jermaine Dupri. Jermaine Dupri pretty much kept it quiet. He didn't say nothing else. You know, he stayed in his lane. You know, that's what these songs are all about. You know, you say something to me, I say something back. And for the record, everybody listening to the show, and this is the Big TZ Show, call in number 646-716-4952 with Twin Radio. A lot of these songs that you're going to hear for the remainder of the show, they got responses. But some of the responses I just didn't think were good enough. And the ones that did get responses, I have them. So, you know, just be on the lookout for, you know, the songs that have responses. You know, keep listening because, you know, we're going to keep it moving. But anyway, going to the number 7 song. Going to the number 7 song, and the reason I put this song on the list, let's get a couple things straight. I like old school rap, but not that much. Okay, this song changed the dynamic of rap music, battle rapping in the 80s, and this is just my way of paying homage to it. I'm not really a fan of the song like that, but I recognize that the song was hot at this time. It was a very hot song, and the beat is crazy. Like, I played the song in my car with the beat up. Like, it's a crazy beat. So, I mean, when they rock this at the show, you know, it's like all you can do is just bob your head. It's just hot. Ain't nothing you can do about it. But number 7 song, Bridge Is Over, KRS-One, Chris, the prophet of hip-hop, as he likes to call himself, whatever.
Yeah.
say, the bridge is over, the bridge is over. Ba-da-ba-ba, the bridge is over, the bridge is over. Hey, hey, the bridge is over, the bridge is over. Ba-da-ba-ba, the bridge is over, the bridge is over. You see me coming in the dance with the slipper sensei. Down with the sound called BDP. If you want to join the crew, well, you must see me. You can't sound like Shan or the one Marley. Because Shan and Marley Marley, my rhyming like the gay. Picking up the mic, my them don't know what to say. Saying hip hop started out in Queensbridge. Saying lines like that, man, you know them countless. So tell them again, me come to tell them again, Quan. Tell them again, me come to tell them again. Tell them again, me come to tell them again, Quan. Tell them again, me come to tell them. Manhattan keeps on making it, Brooklyn keeps on taking it, Bronx keeps creating it, and Queens keeps on faking it.
Yeah.
Come out to play, God. He's an example of KRS-One. Foe, he's an example of KRS-One. They wish the battle be the beat, but they cannot. They must be on the jock of who? DJ Scholar Rock. God, we don't complain, nor do we play the game of favors. Boogie Down Production coming three different flavors. Pick any tip for the flavor that you savor. Mr. Magic Mike wants to come and try to save ya. But instead of helping you out, he wants the same thing I gave ya. I finally figured it out. Magic Mouth is you for sucking. Roxanne Shantae is only good for steady pumping. MC Shannon Molly Mall is really only bluffing. Like Dougie Fresh said, I tell you now, you ain't nothing. Compared to Red Alert on Kiss and Boogie Down Production. The E's and I'm on, I miss the E's and I'm on. The KRS-One, you know them chants under the sun. Been moving over there and then been moving over here. The name of this routine is called Live at Union Square. Square, square, square. Ooh, what's the matter with your MC Molly Mall? Don't you know that he's out of touch? What's the matter with your DJ MC Shan? On the wheels of steel, Marlin suck. You better change what comes out your speaker. You better off talking about your whack boom and speaker. Bronx created hip hop, Queens will only get dropped. You're still telling lies to me. Everybody's talking about the Juice Crew funny, but you're still telling lies to me.
That's it, no more battling.
Okay, that was. The fuck was I just playing? Oh, yeah, that was KRS-One, The Bridge is Over. My number 7 song on TV's top 10 rap dishes of all time countdown. Purified water, son. Moving right along to the, because we're coming up on the halfway point of the show, and I still got 5 more songs to go, so we're going to knock out number 6 real quick. My number 6 song that I picked was another 50 Cent song that did make the cut. And this is the song that pretty much ended Ja Rule's career. And before I play the song, let me just share a little backstory with you. I hate Ja Rule, okay? I hate him. I don't hate Ja Rule the person. I hate Ja Rule the artist. I hate Ja Rule the rapper, because Ja Rule is possibly one of the most overrated artists, rappers that I've ever heard in my life, okay? Murder! Like, this is what he does, and y'all was loving that shit, man. And if you listen to the show and you was a Ja Rule fan, you know, go fall down the flight of stairs, man, because you know you was loving that shit. Like, y'all was loving that shit. Like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? Like, that nigga wasn't even rapping or nothing. He was just screaming into the mic, man. He would just go in the studio, you know, pop some X, you know, and start screaming into the microphone, and y'all was loving that shit, pretending to be DMX, man. I was sick of this guy, man. Then he running around. Oh, he's going to dominate the show next week, buddy, because there were some remakes that he's responsible for that he made my list. So just so you know, the little heads up. So if you're a Ja Rule fan, you might not want to listen to the show next week if you really still love him. But if you want to laugh, then you'll listen to the show next week. But, like, I hate this guy so bad, man. He's a fake-ass Tupac. He's a fake, tough guy. And when I heard this song, I was so happy because, like, I knew girls, man, who was just in love with this guy that thought he was sexy. Like that one song, What I Mean Without You. Oh, my God. That was bumpy. Like, y'all really thought he was a thug for real, man. This guy is soft. And y'all was loving this nigga, man. Oh, my God. I was, like, getting real heated talking about this dude, man. But, you know, to keep from ranting, Right, I'm in the chat, just like you said. What would I be without my baby? You're around my baby. Cause every time he's a lady, yeah. What would I be without you? Like, what? Man, hold up. Where my shit at, son? Where my shit at, man? Where my shit at, son?
Shut the fuck up!
And also...
Man, sit your ass down.
Like, get the fuck out of here with that shit, man. Fucking Ja Rule, man. Anyway, this is the song that ended Ja Rule's career. Thank you, 50 Cent. One love. Back down. Huh. No? No back down? It's not going to play? Is that what you're telling me? Oh. Oh, it's not going to play. Holy shit. It played before the show.
Yeah. Easy to see when you look at me. If you look closely, 50 don't back down. Maybe where I go, hold close with toes. East side, west side, I'll hold it back down. Maybe when maybe you see around me, pull the gun big enough to fucking hold shit down. Next time you're in the hood and see an OG, you ask about me. Sweetheart, you soft in the middle. I eat for breakfast, a watch was a stain for your necklace. And your boss is a bitch, if he could, he would. Sell his soul for cheap, trade his life to be sure. You can buy cars, but can't buy respect in the hood. Maybe I'm so disrespectful, cause to me you're a mystery. I know niggas from your hood, you have no history. Never poke nothing, never pop nothing, nigga, stop running. Jay put you on, X made you hot. Now you run around like you some big shot.
I will gently say, what?
because 50 Cent was back down. Man, these delays are killing me, man. I really got some editing to do on my MP3 sound bites because I don't like these delays, man. These delays is killing me right now. But it's all good, though. It's all good. So we made it an hour through the show. We got 59 minutes left. Still got 5 songs to go. Still got, you know, another rant to get to. Where we at? I think I'm going to go ahead and take a break real quick. You know, I've been playing music the whole show. That's how we're going to do it every Monday. We're going to be playing different songs, different genres. It's going to be fun. You know, I led off this Monday with the top 10 rap disses. And for those of you listening on the line right now or listening via your phone and or computers, but you're not in the chat or whatever, next week will be the top 10 songs that should have never been remixed or remade. And, man, I got some good ones. Some of this stuff that y'all have never heard and didn't even know a remake existed for. It's going to be a fun show next week. So you guys make sure that you tune in. Call-in number is 646-716-4952, and you are listening to The Big TV Show with Twin Radio. I'm going to go ahead and take a break right now, and while I'm taking a break, here's a song that didn't make the cut, but the reason why I'm going to play it is because I thought it was funny because if you're calling, or excuse me, if you're listening and you're in the Texas area, surely you're familiar with the whole Chamillionaire, Paul Wall, and Mike Jones beef back about 10 years ago or so. It was a big thing. And here's a song that pretty much sealed the fate for Mike Jones' career. Chamillionaire, Chamillitary Maine, didn't quite make the cut, but still a fun song. I thought it was funny. So I'll be back with you guys shortly, and we'll finish the show.
Mike Jones, the most non-rapping rapper in Houston history, trying to write a diss to me, like he really trying to throw a fist to me, he wishing he could throw a fist to me, you tickle me, Elmo, hell no, you ain't convincing me, picture the pussy-ass nigga pistol whipping me in a dream and wake up thanking me for waking you out your misery, no sympathy, no symphony, I'ma finish him officially, I hear him talking trip on how descriptive that is history, two rotisserie, queen is the chicken, and somebody better remind him I'm the king of the kitchen, where your team, I don't see your team, cause on your team, you'll be snitching, turn that queen to a victim in them jeans, he'll be pissing. Tell the truth, you the type of artist a greedy CEO would train for. They loving him, no publishing, ain't smart enough, he thinks slow. He have a bigger crib, many vehicles as me, no. They tell him that he does, this nigga dumb enough to think so. Trucks in the garage, a car that you ain't even seen, so I talk about it to help you niggas visualize your dreams more. Bouncing off of that glass like a fundamental freak throw. This you did against me, do nothing but help me sleep. Oh, you're boring, I ignore him, but that nigga is too annoying. We gon' drag him through the river, that's mixtape massage form. Call up Watts to watch the show. I hope you niggas is enjoying what I'm doing to your little artist. Anybody wanna join him? I want your blood, cuz just wanna eliminate your fan base. We can take it there. I had your blood brought to me in the tan face. Man, hold up, Vlad, wait. That would be a damn waste. Cause this kid snitching ass, nigga, snitch, I catch a damn case. Harm him, he'll look like a Harlem dancer doing that damn shake. Having a seizure, you got amnesia, you said can't fake. Now you acting like you didn't. What you say that can't make? Too much for you to touch. I wrap it up, the rubber band breaks. Don't start no gimmicks, you won't get no trouble. Game clock already expired, you don't get no huddle. I ain't gon' lie, like little girls wearing barrettes don't love you. Probably cause you look like you could be a Shrek stunt double. My nigga, who scared of you? Your cartoon character. Your face is a fright, the light on my tooth carrier. P. Cutter and Vlad won't play you, they gon' be too embarrassed. Till your rap career will die cause I came too furious. Tell the tooth fairy, your teeth wrapped in a napkin. She's laughing right at him like that ain't even platinum. Carpet in your apartment, hey, that ain't even vacuum. You ripping me with the flow, no, that ain't even happening. This cat ain't even rapping, he's thinking out loud. Ask him about mixtape Messiah, not a thing will come out. Ask him about Magnificent and he'll start speaking about how he running the game and he the king of the nowadays. Ain't nothing wrong with living in an apartment, but you retarded, bragging about it like your living space the largest, and you couldn't even pay a pussy nigga to record it. Holding the camera by yourself, that just made your ass a target. I don't know how cute becomes both his parents to crush the little pudgy nigga too ugly for his parents to discuss. Nigga wacky can't act like it ain't apparent enough. Take that monkey nigga off, he embarrassing us. Yeah, a lot of niggas hate you, but I ain't the one to make them bullets. $20 for 50 rounds, you ain't worth a waste of bullets. I left paid in full, but I'm still paid to the fullest.
went to the court. Had your tickets paid, but you couldn't. In your mind, you're wondering how the hell I know that, huh? Cause Rizaka just got me out on a $1,000 cash bond. I had warrants, it was nothing. Dropped a stack and it was done. And every nigga in the jailhouse was in there laughing at your son, like snatch that nigga tongue. How you gonna be the so-called king of the streets and you can't pay a traffic ticket, nigga? Especially if it's under $200, nigga. You got an extension, you ain't know I knew about that, nigga. I was just getting out of jail that day, nigga. You stupid, nigga. Don't ever talk down on me again, broke ass nigga. You sitting outside the hotel telling me how Watts is screwing you. Now you trying to talk all big on these records. Nigga, we ain't believing that, nigga. King Cooper, publicity stunt my ass, nigga. You know damn well you been talking down on me, nigga. That's what you get, nigga. Your whole fan base done left you. Everybody laughing at you now, nigga. You can't do the Who gimmick no more. You mean say Who? They gonna say Dyke Jones.
This dude said that your face is too ugly for your parents to discuss. He called him the worst rapper in Houston, Texas history. Y'all know what Mike Jones is doing right now? I've seen a picture of Mike Jones recently. Mike Jones don't even look the same way he used to look, man. Mike Jones got him a little, he got one of them little throws from Martin when Martin had the little, the dread, the braids on one side and the throw on the other side. He looked like that now, man. Like, I saw a story online that said that he faked his own suicide to see if people would even notice, man. Mike had fell off, man. You know, I got a Mike Jones story, you know. I was a blogger on MySpace and on everything I love, man. I befriended Mike Jones, and it was his real page. You know, a lot of those entertainers and singers had multiple pages, but I always befriended the official page. And I wrote a song, or excuse me, I wrote a blog called The Top 10 Worst Rappers of All Time. You know, there's a lot of hyperbole in the blog, man, but, you know, I went ahead and did it anyway. And number 10 was Mike Jones. And my reasoning was that he does not have any lyrics whatsoever. He say the same shit in every single song. He like the Terrence Howard of rap. You know, Terrence Howard played the same character in every single movie. Mike Jones say the same shit in every single song. You know, it'd be like, hey, these folks, when I'm rolling up, I'm Mike Jones. You know, he say the same shit in every single song. It's like, dude, at some point, you're going to have to really rap for real. Like, you can't just keep saying your name in a song. You know, people going to get sick of that shit, man, you know. And on everything I look, he deleted me. Like, whoever was running his page, whether it was him, Mike Jones, because I had Mike Jones on, like, my top friends, because, you know, I used to bump his stuff in the car. And that will be another show that you'll be hearing, the top 10 songs that I used to bump in my car. Some of that shit y'all are not going to be able to stomach because I bump some. You're going to see a lot about the type of shit I listen to when I'm driving in the car, but you're going to have to hear it. But on everything I love, man, Mike Jones, he deleted me off MySpace. He deleted me off MySpace. I'm just keeping it real, man, dude. I mean, and Chameleon there just put you on blast. He said you had to get an extension for a traffic ticket. Nigga, when I get a traffic ticket, I can pay my shit. But you had to get an extension? And you walking around with a chain and it's all fake diamonds? Like, Ice Age? Come on, man. Oh, my God. I just had to talk about that real quick. What's good, Twin? How you feeling this Monday evening, man?
Alright, one quick story. When he first came out, you know, his CD, Who Is Mike Jones? And every song he'll say, Mike Jones, who? Mike Jones, who? I literally heard that so much. And I think it was 10 or 13 songs on that CD. I promise y'all woke up singing that song. And I said, you know what? This is the last time I'm ever going to listen to Mike Jones ever again. I threw that CD out the window while in the moving car. So I would never have to listen to it or look at it again. I hated that CD with a passion. He had good beats, but goddamn it, every song, apparently he forgot who he was when he was on the track. Who? Mike Jones. Who? Oh, every single song, I promise you, I've never listened to him after that.
You ain't missed nothing, man. Everything he did after 2005 was pretty bad, man. It was very, like, dude needs to just go somewhere and never be heard from again, man. It's over. You know, go find another
trade. It's been over for me. It's been over for me with him for a while. I won't go talk on the show today. I was just going to sit back and listen because you had me die laughing over here right now, especially about the Ja Rule, because the whole first thing I did was think about, what would I be without my baby? And I'm sitting there like, come on, son. Don't say that in no record and think you gangster now. You ain't gangster after you say that. Your thug appeal just dropped completely.
Man, I'm gonna just warn you right now, man. Next week, I have so many Ja Rule rants. Ja has quite a few songs on next week's show, and you're going to hear from Ja again, man. Ja's going to be a fixture on the Big TV show, because I can fit Ja in just about any type of show, man. Ja is, he's just one of them type of artists, man. I can fit him on any show. It's crazy.
Whatever happened to Ashanti? A little boy, and all the other little girls he had with him.
I seen Lil Mo on, he was doing the DJ Vlad interview, man. She looked like she got about 6 or 7 kids now. And that's it, man. Missy got married on all of them, man. So they ain't got no money no more and shit. And Ashanti Nelly left her, so she's back at home with her mom and watching a hike somewhere, man. She ain't got no more money.
She needed all that faith to get rid of the R&B Diva show so she can get some income coming in.
Yeah, she needs to do something,
man. No lie, I went to her concert one time, and one time only, and I'm still like, did they turn her mic off? What is she whispering for? I ain't had a front row seat, but I went all the way in the back where I couldn't hear her. We all had to sit there and shut up to figure out what she was singing. She was singing so low, it was horrendous. I was like, yo, is she getting paid for this? And that's when I first was enlightened on studio voices. They got a great studio voice, but when it comes to a performance, they suck. And she's one of them.
Terrible, man. That's Ashanti, man. You'll hear from her, too, man. I can fit them all into the show, man. I can fit them all into the show.
Well, I'm going to go back to listening again.
All right, then. We are 47 minutes left in the show. I had a lot of material for this show. I still got plenty of stuff to do. We gonna get to it. Before I do the last 5 songs, we got a quick story. My wife brought it to my attention that Kim Kardashian and her sister Courtney were in Greece or some country, and they were getting a fish pedicure. Now, what this is basically you stick your feet in a fish tank and the little minnow fish or whatever they are, they eat the dead skin off your fist, off your foot, your feet. And just so you know what I'm talking about.
Okay, we are in Greece, and Courtney is getting a fish. Oh, my God, is that pickle? It's the weirdest thing ever.
Ew, they like eat your dead skin off your feet. This is a pedicure Courtney's getting, an all fish.
Oh my god.
Pedicure. That is so crazy.
What is this called? I would need like piranhas. Just kidding.
Yeah.
What are you about to do?
I am about to do a fish pedicure.
Go.
Man, sit your ass down.
All right, first of all, let me just say this real quick, okay? Just get a fucking pet egg, man. Like, why the fuck do they got to go all the way to Greece to get the fucking dead skin off their fucking feet, man? Go to fucking Rite Aid or Walgreens or whatever the name of the drugstore is where you live at in whatever region you're listening to this show from and get you one of those little pet eggs. Go to Walmart. You know, take the little pet egg and scrape the dead skin off. And then after you scrape the dead skin off, soak your feet in one of your little your feet rub tub thingamajigs. And then after you soak the feet, after you get the dead skin off, then take the gold bond and put it on your feet and call it a day, man. Why are they in Greece letting minnows eat their skin off? See, that's just stuff that people with money just do just because they got money and they can do dumb shit like that. You know, I thought about it. You know, when I heard the story, I was like, you know what? To your brother like me, you know what I'm saying? I go over there and put my feet in the fish tank. Those fucking minnows would be morbidly obese fucking with my feet, son. You know what I'm saying? They'll have a fucking feast, man. They don't know what to do, man. It'd be like food everywhere, you know what I'm saying? Because my feet be fucked up on any given day, son. That's what I do, man, because I'm always on my feet, man. I'm walking around, man. I get it in on my feet. I need my feet, man, so I have to take care of my feet. You know, if I actually took these bad boys to a fish tank in Greece somewhere, then them fish would eat real, real good, son. That's all I'm saying, man. That's all I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to share that little story with y'all real quick. I got 2 hours, man. I just had to plug in some time, man. Don't judge me. If you're listening to the show, this is the Big TV Show with Twin Radio. Call in number 646-716-4952. Getting back to the countdown, right now a lot of people have just finished watching Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, or they're watching Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. I don't know how that works. I know a lot of you guys love that show who are listening to this right now. Shout out to everybody that listens to, or excuse me, that watches Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. But one of the characters on the show is Benzino, Ray Benzino, the light skinned dude that's always having epiphanies when he goes to strip clubs and shit like that. The cool thing about Benzino is that, you know, Benzino done got his life together. You know, he's a smart businessman now. He's the editor-in-chief of Hip Hop Weekly, which is, I actually read that magazine. That mag is cool. I like that one, you know. But before Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, before Hip Hop Weekly, before he became the voice of reason on a show full of unreasonable, idiotic coons, he was the editor-in-chief of The Source magazine. And he had an ongoing beef with one of the most popular rappers in history, which is Eminem. And one of the songs that he did, he's done a lot of songs dissing Eminem, but the one song in particular, and this song leads into the song that is number five. This is the song that spawned number five, just to give you a couple of bars of this real quick.
Your mouth before I put a Glock in your mouth. motherfucking mouth. Tell Haley it ain't safe no more. Daddy better watch your back at the candy store. You fucked up. Resort to plan B. Fuck around, she end up like JonBenet Ramsey. Right. Matter of fact, you better check the DNA. What? She probably ain't yours, and where's your wife Kim anyway? She's on her knees somewhere, sucking 50 cents. I know you wishing you were there, cause you on his dick. You dressing drag, you hugging up on Elton John. You closet fag, I'm a king, you a little pawn. You the rap David Duke, the rap Hitler, the culture stealer. Niggas ain't with you, I'm the rap Huey, the rap Malcolm, the rap Martin. Don't worry, I'ma finish what we started.
Like I said, man, I respect Ray Benzino as a businessman. I respect him as the voice of reason on Love & Hip Hop, which is kind of like an oxymoron. But his rapping, man, like, I don't know if you guys remember, if you're listening to the show, if you remember the Source Magazine pretty much brainwashed us into believing what was hot and what was not. And he abused his power to, like, force us to think that certain shit was hot. And I can remember on those tapes, the Source tapes, where they would play the Source hits of such and such year, 1997, 98, whatever. I can remember a Made Men song always being on them fucking tapes. And I used to think to myself, like, who the fuck is Made Men, son? Who are these guys, B? I don't know no motherfucking Made Men. Who are these guys, man? That was his group that he was always promoting, man. And I can remember the Source Awards the one year and about 20 niggas on stage, the Made Men on stage, all these kind of diesel, high yellow, waffle-colored Negroes on stage throwing shirts around and shit, man. Like, who are these guys, man? I don't know who Made Men is. I can remember my homeboy going to buy a CD, the Made Men CD, because it was a big-ass him. He would spend all this money and have, like, whole magazine covers promoting these guys. I'm like, who are these guys, man? He was always doing this. And it's like, Funkmaster Flex called him the worst rapper of all time. I mean, he has a very checkered past. So the fact that he is the voice of reason on Love & Hip Hop is quite funny to me. But anyway, you're not going to diss Eminem and not get your career ended. So without further ado, here's number 5 song, The Nail in the Coffin, the Ray Benzino diss.
Hip, motherfucker, man. Don't shut up, will you? Talking about how old you. Bitch, you owe me. I'm promoting you right now. Yo, let's put the nail in this coffin.
I don't wanna be like this. I don't really wanna hurt no feelings. But I'm only being real when I say nobody wants to hear their grandfather rap.
Nope.
And old men have heart attacks. And I don't wanna be responsible for that. So put the mic down and walk away. You can still have a little bit of dignity.
I would never claim to be no Ray Benzino, an 83-year-old fake Pacino. So how can he hold me over some balcony without throwing his lower back out as soon as he goes to lift me? Please don't, you'll probably fall with me, and our ass will both be history. But then again, you finally get your wit, cause you be all over the street like 50 Cent. Fucking drunk pussy, fuck you, Trump. Give me a one-on-one, see if I don't fuck you up. Try to jump the Rough Riders and they cut you up. And you put Jada on a track, that's how much you suck dick in the industry. Swear that you in the streets hustling. You sit behind a fucking desk at the Source butt kissing and begging motherfuckers for guest appearances. And you can't even get the clearances, cause real lyricists don't even respect you or take you serious. It's not that we don't like you, we hate you, period. Talk about a midlife crisis, damn. Last week you was shaking Obie Trice's hand. Now he's a buster? What the fuck's with that? Get on a track, dissing us, kissing 50's ass, and asking me what I know about indictments. Fight me, bitch, I got 2 cases and probation. Fight me. What do I know about standing in front of a judge like a man ready to take whatever sentence he has? What you know about your wife slicing a wrist right in front of the only thing that you have in this world? A little girl, and I put that on her. When this is all over, I would never try to make her a star and eat off her. I don't know shit about no shopping rocks, but what you know about it? Pop shops, rocking spots. Well, you're the only white boy up in that bitch just ripping, pressing up your own flyers and your stickers, sticking them bitches up after spending 6 hours at Kinko's, making copies of your covers of cassette singles to sell them out of the trunk of your Tracer, spending your whole paycheck to disc makers. What you know about being bullied?
over half your life. Oh, that's right. You should know what that's like. You're half white. Vanilla ice, Philippines and rice. I'm eating you alive inside. Jesus Christ, if you're that much of a gangster, put the mic down. You should be out killing motherfuckers right now. Kill a motherfucker dead. Kill him dead, bitch. Shoot him in the fucking head. Go ahead, bitch. Slap my mom. Slap the fuck out of her. She can't sue you. She wouldn't get a fuck out of you because you broke as fuck. You suck. You're a fucking joke. If you was really selling coke, wouldn't what the fuck you stop for, dummy? If you slew some crack, you'd make a lot more money than you do from rap. You'll never have no security. You'll never be famous. You'll never know what it's like to be rich. Life's a bitch, ain't it, Raymond? Here, let me break this shit down in layman's terms for you just to make sure that you can understand that the candidates ain't using too many complicated fucking words for you. Here, let me slow it down for you so that you can understand if I say it slower. Let it go, dog, it's over.
I don't wanna be like this. I don't really wanna hurt no feelings, but I'm only being real when I say nobody wants to hear their grandfather rap. And old men have heart attacks, and I don't wanna be responsible for that. So put the mic down and walk away. You can still have a little bit of dignity.
Talking about, I have motherfuckers calling your crib. Bitch, you ain't even got a fucking crib. You ain't even got a fucking phone. Fucking pump. Threatening to shut me down at your little fucking Source magazine if I come back when you wanna attack you. Bitch, you attack me first. Take it like a man and shut the fuck up. Fuck your little magazine too. I don't need your little fucking magazine. I got double XL's number anyway. And y'all can't stand it because they get bigger than y'all. Oh. And by the way, how'd I look on the VMAs? When you was watching me from whatever fucking TV you was watching me from. In Boston. The mean streets of Boston. Fucking sissy. Then you gotta stand up here, motherfucker. Suck a motherfucking dick. Oh. And for those that don't know, don't get it twisted, yo. The Source has a white owner.
See, that's a diss record, man. That's just complete, utter verbal assault, you know, comedic timing at its finest. You know what I'm saying? See, that was a diss record. Well, I want to thank everybody who's listening to the show right now for listening. You're listening to the Big TV Show with Twin Radio. Calling number is 646-716-4952. We've got to the fun part of the show, the top four and so songs on my countdown. This is the fun part of the show. This is when it gets real. This is when you start hearing stuff that you might recognize. You know what I'm saying? So we about to go into it real quick. The next couple of songs I'm about to play, you can't have one without the other, man. You got Dre Day and you got Eazy-E both sharing the number four spot. There was no way I could leave both these songs off the list. They both were very, very hot when they came out. You just bobbed your head and closed your eyes. You know, 92 and 93 when both the songs came out, it was just like, man, you had to just close your eyes and bob your head, laugh, shake your head. It was like, oh, my goodness, these cats really don't like each other, you know. But to start it off, we're going to go ahead and listen to Dr. Dre get some shit off his chest talking about Eazy-E, and then we'll go straight into Eazy's response. And we'll finish the rest of the show. We're at the 30-minute mark, y'all. See, I told you, man, these shows pretty much write themselves, B. These shows write themselves, man. I got 30 minutes left in the show. By the time I ride the rest of these songs out, by the time we get to the end of the show, we done had a full show that's very successful. This is a real radio show, son. This is what we do on the Big TV Show. And it's going to get better. Like I said, man, make sure you guys tune in next week because we're going to be counting down the top 10 songs, TV's top 10 songs that should have never been remixed or remade. Oh my goodness, we're going to have some fun with that show, so make sure y'all tune in because that's going to be fun. I done got the songs already uploaded to my computer. I will be uploading them after the Old School Hip Hop and R&B Show, which premieres this Sunday with Sugar Ray and the Twins, Sunday, if I'm not mistaken, 8 p.m. or maybe they change the time. I don't know. But you guys make sure you tune into that show. And also, we're on 7 days a week now, 8 o'clock. So make sure you guys check out all our shows. Check out the whole lineup because we're doing it. This is what we do. We all about giving people the chance here at Twin Radio. It's with the Twins. They gave me a Monday show, gave me a shot. So this is what I'm doing. I'm doing this for y'all. They doing it for me. We doing it for everybody, yada, 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 yada. Number four song, Dr. Dre, Dre Day, featuring Snoop Dogg. Y'all know the song, man. Just enjoy it, man.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Buster, where the fuck you at? Can't scrap a lick, so I know you got your dick on hard from fucking your rolls off the hood you threw up with, niggas you grew up with. Don't even respect your ass, that's why it's time for the doctor to check your ass, nigga. Used to be my homie, used to be my ace. Now I wanna slap the six out your mouth, make it by the ounce of the rope. Fucking me, now I'm fucking you, little hoe. Oh, don't think I forgot, let you slide. Let me ride, just another homicide. Yeah, it's me, so I'ma talk on. Stomping on the easiest streets that you can walk on. So strap on your Compton hat, your lopes, and watch your back, cause you might get smoked low. And pass the bud, and stay low key, BG, cause you lost all your homies' love. Now call it what you want to. You fucked with me, now it's a must that I fuck with you. Yeah, that's the fuck I'm talking about. We have your motherfucking record company surrounded. Put down the candy and let the little boy go. You know what I'm saying? Punk motherfucker.
Bow wow wow, yippee yo, yippee yay. Doggy dogs in the motherfucking house.
Bow wow wow, yippee yo, yippee yay. Death Rose in the motherfucking house.
Bow wow wow, yippee yo, yippee yay. The sounds of a dog bring me to another day. Play with my bone, would you, Timmy? It seems like you're good for making jokes about your Jimmy. Well, here's a Jimmy joke about your mama that you might not like. I heard she was a Frisco Zack, but fuck your mama. I'm talking about you and me, toe to toe. M-M-U-T, your bark was loud, but your bite wasn't vicious. And the rhymes you were kicking were quite bootylicious. You get what doggy dog, oh, it be crazy. With your mama and your daddy hollering, baby. So what that lets you know? That if you fuck with Drake, nigga, you fucking with Death Bro. And I ain't even swinging them fangs. I'm hollering 187 with my dick in your mouth, bitch.
Yeah, nigga, count your Long Beach together on this motherfucker. So you wanna pop that shit, get your motherfucking cranium crack, nigga. Step on up. Now, we ain't no motherfucking joke, so remember the name. Mighty, Mighty DR. Yeah, motherfucker.
Now understand this, my nigga Drake can't be touched.
Luke's bending over,
so Luke's getting fucked, Buster.
Buster thought I was sleazy, I thought I was a mark, cause I used to hang with Easy.
And a monster T made you speak
yeah.
With you spoke, yo, Drake.
What up?
Chip this nigga off, love.
If it ain't another hoe that I got to fuck with, gap teeth in your mouth, so my dick's got to fit.
With my nuts on your tonsils, while you on stage rapping at your whack ass concert.
And I'ma snatch your ass from the backside and show you how Death Row pull off that hoot ride.
Now you might not understand me,
cause I'ma rob you in Compton and blast you in Miami.
Then we gon' preach to South Central on a street knowledge mission.
As I steps in the temple, spotty got him. As I pulls out my strap, got my chrome to the side of his white socks.
You tryna check my homie, you best check yourself, cause when you diss Drake, you diss yourself.
Motherfucker,
yeah, nigga.
So I don't want no
Dr. Dre, dropping chronic once again. It don't stop. Punishing punk motherfuckers real quick like Compton style, nigga. Doggy dogs in the motherfucking house. Yeah. Long Beach is in the motherfucking house. Yeah. Yeah. Straight up. Really though. Breaking all them suckers on something.
Eric, right? I know you ain't about to let that shit ride, son. You don't let that shit ride, you know what I'm saying, before they injected you with it. Before you died, you know, you had to respond to that. You weren't going to let that shit ride. Your ZVE, you know, real mother FNG. Chasing me, man. And for those of you listening to the show, I know Mr. C DJ Mr. C of Hot 97 got caught up with another tranny prostitute over the weekend. I did not get to that story. I apologize. It happened again. So he went on Hot 97's morning show with Kay Fox and Rosenberg and Cypher Sounds to basically nip it in the bud, but unfortunately, he pretty much denied that he was gay and said that he just gets caught up with a lot of prostitutes. I mean, at some point, man, you need to start checking these prostitutes unless you don't have a problem with it. And if you don't have a problem with it, just come, you know, you 40-plus, B. Come out the closet, man. You know, be mature about the situation. You know, you got all these other cats coming out. Be mature about it. You still acting like a 20-year-old that lives on the west side of Cleveland somewhere that's on CMHA that's tricking niggas into coming over and dudes trying to be on the street to come, give them reach arounds and shit, you know, on the west side. You acting like that. Stop doing that shit, man. Be a man now. You grown. You feel me? We got 19 minutes left, man. I still got some songs to get to. So we're going to keep it moving. The number three song is a song that destroyed the guys that you just heard. This song was the song that pretty much set the standard for Dish Records of its time, and I'm looking for it right now, and I found it. This is Ice Cube, No Vaseline. I'm going to play most of it, and you'll get the gist of it. Ice Cube in the building. Thank you for listening, everybody. Let's keep it moving.
Damn. Oh, yeah. It ain't over, motherfuckers. The motherfucking saga continues.
But now, since you step the fuck up,
here's what they think about you. 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 Here's what they think about. 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 Here's what they think about.
Fuck all y'all. Goddamn, I'm glad y'all set it off. Used to be hard, now you just went soft. First you was down with the AK, and now I see you on a video with Mitchell Lake, looking like straight Bozo. I saw it coming, that's why I went solo and kept on stomping. When y'all motherfuckers moved straight out of Compton, living with the whites, one big house and not another nigga in sight. I started off with too much cargo, dropped four niggas, now I'm making all the dough. White man just pulling. With attitude, who you fooling? Y'all niggas just phony. I put that on my mama and my dead homies. Yellow boys on your team, so you're losing. Hey, yo, Dre, stick to producing. Calling me on a book, you Benedict. Easy E saw your ass and went in it quick. You got jealous when I got my own company. But I'm a man, and ain't nobody helping me. Trying to sound like American Most. You can yell all day, but you don't come close. Cause you know I'm the one that's broke. You done ran 100 miles, but they still got one to go. With the L-E-N-C-H-M-O-B and y'all disgrace the C-P-T. Cause you get fucked out your green by a white boy with no Vaseline. The bigger the cat, the bigger the pillage. Who gives a fuck about a punk-ass villain? You're getting cut real quick and easy. Smelling like MC Wynn shit. Tried to tell you a year ago, but Willie D told me to let a hoe be a hoe. So I couldn't stop you from getting good. Now let's play Big Bank, take Little Bank. Trying to diss like Cuban wasn't worth it, cause the boomstick fits your ass so perfect. Cut my hand, I cut them balls, cause I heard you like giving up the draw. Gang bang by your manager, fella. Getting money out your ass like a motherfucking ready teller. Giving up the dollar bills. Now they got the villain with a purse and high heels. So don't believe. Broke as a motherfucking joke.
let you on the scene to back up the first team. It ain't my fault. One nigga got smart and they ripping your asshole apart by taking your grin. Oh, yeah.
Y'all know the song, man. I'm actually pressed for time. A 2-hour fucking show. Just me. And I'm pressed for time, man. Hey, you got to do what you got to do, man. But that was Ice Cube's No Vaseline off his Death Certificate album. Pretty much responsible for breaking up NWA at the time. They weren't going to survive without Ice Cube anyway. You'll be hearing a lot of Ice Cube on the Big TV show as well as all the other shows. Moving right along. I have 3 songs left. I have 14 minutes left. I'm going to get them in. I'm going to squeeze them up in here. The number 2 song, it's the number 2 spot, is Tupac's Hit 'Em Up. And as soon as I find it, I'm going to go ahead and play it. Quick backstory while I'm looking for it. Basically, Tupac just verbally assaulted the entire East Coast on this song. You just got to hear it. If you never heard it before, you're about to hear it now.
I ain't got no motherfucker. So I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker.
Take money.
West Side, bad boy killer.
No.
You know who the realest is, niggas. We bring it to you. First off, fuck your bitch in the clique you claim. West Side, when we ride, come equipped with game. You claim to be a player, but I fucked your wife. We bust on bad boys, niggas.
Fuck your bitch in the click you claim? West Side, when we ride coming quick with game, you claim to be a player, but I fucked your wife? Oh, man, this dude is crazy. The fuck?
So I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker.
Take money.
West Side, bad boy
take
killer.
Money.
You know who the realest is, niggas. We bring
money.
It to you.
Take money.
First off, fuck your bitch in the click you claim. West Side, when we
living bummy while you fucking with me. I'm
How the fuck they gonna be the mob when we always on our job? We millionaires. Killing ain't fair, but somebody gotta do it. Oh yeah, Mob Deep. You wanna fuck with us? You little young ass motherfuckers. Don't one of you niggas got sickle cell or something. You fucking with me, nigga. You fuck around, have a seizure or a heart attack. You better back the fuck up when you get smacked the fuck up. That's how we do it on our side. Any of you niggas from New York that wanna bring it, bring it. But we ain't singing, we bringing drama. Fuck you and your motherfucking mama. We gonna kill all you motherfuckers. Now when I came out, I told you it was just about Biggie. Then anybody had to open their mouth with a motherfucker opinion. Well, this is how we gonna do this. Fuck Mob Deep. Fuck Biggie. Fuck Bad Boy as a staff, record label, and as a motherfucking crew. And if you wanna be down with Bad Boy, then fuck you too. Chino XL, fuck you too. All you motherfuckers, fuck you too.
Take money. Take money.
All of y'all motherfuckers, fuck you. Die slow, motherfucker. My fofo makes sure all y'all kids don't grow. You motherfuckers can't be us or see us. We motherfucking thug like riders, west side till we die.
Killed the whole coast, man. He killed the whole coast. Next guy I'm about to play, it took him to bring him back, man. But I'm going to play most of the song, and then I got to go to the top song of all time, this record. But y'all know the song, man. I ain't even got to go through the introductions. Y'all know the story. Let's just get on with the show, man. I got 8 minutes left.
Come on!
Running this rap shit. Memphis Bleak, we running this rap shit. B-Mac, we running this rap shit. Freeway, we running this rap shit. Old Spark, we running this rap shit. Chris Denise, we running this rap shit. Take over, the break's over, nigga. Guard MC, me, J-Hover. Hey, little soldier, you ain't ready for war. ROC too strong for y'all. It's like bringing a knife to a gunfight, pin to a test. Chest in the line of fire with your thin ass set. You bringing them boys to men. Them boys pull win. Grown man B.I. Get you rolled in the triage. B.I. Your reach ain't long enough, dunny. Your peace ain't strong enough. Fuck up. Rockefeller is the army. Better get the Navy. Niggas will kidnap your baby. Spit at your lady. We bring knife to fist fight. Kill your drama. We kill you motherfucking ants with a sledgehammer. Don't let me do it to you, dunny, cause I overdo it. So you won't confuse it with just rap music. R.O.C., we running this rap shit. M.E.Z., we running this rap shit. The Broad Street Bully, we running this rap shit. Shit zipped up in plastic when it happens, that's it. Freak, wait, we running this rap shit. Owen Falk, we running this rap shit. Chris and Neek, we running this rap shit. I don't care if you mob people, I hold triggers to cruise. You little fuck, I got money stacks bigger than you. When I was pushing weight, back in 88, you was the ballerina. I got the pictures, I seen you. Then you dropped shook ones, switch your demeanor. Well, we don't believe you, you need more people. Rockefeller, students of the game, we passed the classes. Nobody can read you dudes like we do. Don't let them gas you like Jigger his ass and won't clap you. Trust me on this one, I'll detach you. Mind from spirit, body from soul. They have to hold a mask, put your body in a hole. No, you're not on my level, get your breaks quick. I sold what your whole album sold in my first week. You guys don't want it with hope. Ask Nas, she don't want it with hope. No, R.O.C., we running this.
Nas doesn't want it with hope. I'm sorry, did he just say that? I have a song here that is totally contradictory what my man Jigga just said in that line right there, that Nas doesn't want it with Hov. Top song, TZ's top song, baby. You know, got to get through the show, man. I love to play the whole songs. You know, I was BSing earlier in the show. Things happen, man. Things happen. I got 2 hours, man. Okay, I don't think y'all understand the complexity of sitting here at the damn computer running the show, and you got 2 hours, and you just trying to get through the motherfucking show. I don't think y'all realize the complexity of it, but it's all good, baby. Last song, Nas, Ether, response to Jigga's takeover, you know. Let's see what he has to say about the whole Nas don't want it with whole foolishness.
Fuck Jay-Z.
What's up, niggas? And yo, I know you ain't talking about me, dog. You? What?
Fuck Jay-Z.
You been on my dick, nigga. You love my style, nigga.
Fuck with your soul like ether. Will. Teach you the king, you know you. Nah. Godson across the belly. Lose. I prove you lost already.
Brace yourself for the main event. Y'all impatiently waiting. It's like an age test. What's the result? Not positive. Who's the best? Pac, Nas, and Big. Ain't no best. East, west, north, south, floor, south, greeting. I embrace y'all with napalm. Blows up. No guts. Left chest, face gone. How can Nas be garbage? Send me autos at your cottage. Burner at the side of your dome. Come out of my throne. I got this. Lock sent. 9-1. I am the truest. Name a rapper that I ain't influenced. Gave y'all chapters. For now, I keep my eyes on the Judas. With the wine, Sophie fame. Kept my name in his music. Check it. I
fuck with your soul like ether.
Will.
Get you the king. You know you. Godson across the belly.
Lose.
I prove you lost already. Ayo, pass me the weed. Put my ashes out on these niggas, man. Ayo, you faggots. Y'all kneel and kiss the motherfucking ring. Fuck with your soul like ether.
Beat
you the king, you know you.
Nah.
Godson across the belly.
Lose.
I prove you lost already.
I've been
fucked over, left for dead, distant, forgotten. Luck ran out. They hope that I'd be gone, stiff and rotten. Y'all just piss on me, shit on me, spit on my grave. Talk about me, laugh behind my back, but in my face, shot some well wishing. Friendly acting, envy, hot as snake. With your hands out for my money, man, how much can I take when the streets keep calling? Heard it when I was sleep that this Gazy and Cockefeller Records wanted beef. Started cocking up my weapon, slowly loading up this ammo to explode it on a camel and his soldiers. I can handle this Podolo and his manuscript. Shit sounds stupid when KRS already made an album called Blueprint. First, Biggie's your man, then you got the nerve to say that you better than Big. Dick sucking lips, won't you let the late great veteran live?
Will.
Nah. Godson across the belly,
lose.
I prove you lost already. The king is back, where my
crown
at? Ill will, rest in peace, let's do it, niggas.
Fuck
with your soul like ether.
Will.
Teach you the king, you know you.
Nah.
Godson across the belly,
lose.
I prove you lost already. Y'all niggas deal with emotions like bitches. With that is I love you, cause you're my brother. You traded your soul for riches. My child, I've watched you grow up to be famous. And now I smile like a proud dad watching his only son that made it. You seem to be only concerned with distant women. Were you abused as a child, scared to smile, they called you ugly? Well, life is harsh, hug me, don't reject me. I'll make records to disrespect me, blatant or indirectly. In 88, you was getting chased to your building, calling my crib, and I ain't even give you my numbers. All I did was give you a style for you to run with, smiling in my face, glad to break bread with the guard, wearing jazz chains, no text, no cash, no cars, no jail bars, jigger, no pies, no case, just Hawaiian shirts, hanging with Little Chase. You a fan, a phony, a fake, a pussy, a stand, I still whip your ass, you 36 in a karate class, you tie boho, trying to work it out, you trying to get brolic, ask me if I'm trying to kick knowledge, nah, I'm trying to kick the shit you need to learn though, the ether, the shit that make your soul burn slow,
burn
is he Dame Diddy, Dame Daddy, or Dame Dummy, oh, I get it, you Biggie and he's Puffy,
yeah.
Rockefeller died of AIDS, that was the end of his chapter, and that's the guy I chose to name your company after, put it together, I rock hoes, y'all rock fellas, and now y'all trying to take my spot, fellas, Philly.
Yo, yo, I would love to sit here and talk more about that beef, but I have 1 minute left in the show, man. We actually did 2 hours, man. I could actually do another hour doing this shit. Like, if I had 3 hours, I could have did this even longer, man. These shows write themselves, man. These shows write themselves. But again, I want to thank everybody listening on their phones and their computers right now. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate the support. Make sure you guys tune in next week because we're going to be doing the top 10 songs that shouldn't have been remade or remixed. So you guys make sure you tune in for that. Check out tomorrow's show. Check out Wednesday's show, Thursday's show, Friday, Saturday, Sunday show. Check out all the shows. We want to thank you for listening to the Big TV show. The show will be on archive probably in another hour or so. So if you want to hear the show again, you can. Thank you for listening. And I have 20 seconds left. I made it through the show. So, I don't know what else to say. I got 17 seconds. The show's about to stop streaming in a minute, so I guess I won't play anything. Y'all like my new soundbite?
Man, sit your ass down.
Yeah, that's going to be a staple on the show. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Okay. And we're done. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We're done streaming.
Holla.